You're listening to SBS News.
Local councils have complained communication warnings during last summer's bushfires were confusing at times and often caused panic and stress. That assessment was part of evidence heard at the Royal Commission into National Natural Disaster Arrangements. This week, the Royal Commission is hearing from local councils, exploring their role during the emergency period. The conflicting nature of the National Bushfire Warning System is the area of greatest concern to regional councils. Mike Lolbach is the manager of the Local Government Association of Queensland. He explains the misinterpretation of the alert messaging system.
There seemed to be a rather inconsistent way that messages were being sent out, and Watch and Act and Leave Now were almost being simultaneously broadcast on different radios, which made it particularly difficult. The Watch and Act by itself was confusing to people. Leave Now was quite comprehensive in what it meant, but Watch and Act left it some concern as to, does that mean we stay? But how do we act if we're staying? Shouldn't we be going if we're acting? It created some level of confusion about exactly what was intended to get a more consistent message out.
Mr. Lolbach also said council switchboards were flooded with questions, like how to react and whether to stay and defend properties. Other councils also expressed concerns about the lack of clarity over the bushfire alert levels and messaging, saying that the community in general simply does not understand it. Stuart McConnell is General Manager of Bushfire Recovery at East Gippsland Council. He says emergency alerts issued during the bushfires period often caused traffic build-up in areas that were overrun by fires, leaving people feeling scared and anxious on the roads.
There was significant impacts in terms of isolation for long periods of time for some communities as a result of road closures and similar impacts, and there's been a very significant impact on the natural environment as well.
The Shoalhaven City Council says poor mobile reception along the Princes Highway meant that any safety warnings issued were useless. Meantime, Angela Jones from the Richmond Valley Council, based in New South Wales, says her local area had fires as early as October. She's told the Commission local phone coverage is overwhelmingly problematic.
After the fact, going out there and trying to start our recovery processes, for example, council staff were out there clearing roads and making sure that they were safe to traverse. We lost coverage with a lot of our crews out there. A lot of government agencies went out into that area to have that first point of contact with people that had been fire affected. Those agencies were unable to call back to their offices.
Chair of the inquiry, Mark Binskin, says the Commission is concerned about the time it was taking to issue a consistent national message and the wording of warnings. Senior counsel assisting the Commission, Dominique Hogan-Doran, concluded there was confusion amongst the community about the evacuation messaging service. Councils also want further action to reduce the community vulnerability, especially for those who have limited access when departing local towns. From a recovery perspective, ecologists are using regenerative techniques to reduce future bushfire risk. Although the scars of the Black Summer bushfires are still apparent and the scorched earth is still recovering, ecologists are on a mission to heal it. Joan Gibbs is one of them, sowing new grass seeds in an innovative way. She's using charcoal from the fires as fertilizer.
Biochar is black gold for restoration. 97% of the biodiversity on Earth is in the top 10 centimetres of soil. And if we ignore the soil, we don't get the whole system functioning.
Andrew Fairney is also an ecologist. He says he has figured out how to plant native grasses on a large scale, a technique that could be used anywhere in Australia.
As soon as the soil was removed, we direct seeded the site, and then within 12 months we had complete cover of native grassland. So the native grasses actually evolved and the ecosystem evolved with fire. But now, because we have actually stopped fire and the ecosystem has changed, it is now a very high fuel load, so that when a fire does come through, it ends up being catastrophic.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.